Welcome to the work of Byron Katie. Our phone number is +317 7534 4806. Our fax number is +317 7534 4095. And you can join us on our website at www.thework.org.
Who would like to do this work? Yes? Would you like to come up here, honey? Yes? So, honey, let's begin. Let's hear what you've written.
I filled out two, about two different situations. So I guess I just begin with
that. Let's begin.
Okay. Okay. I am angry at, I couldn't remember his name, so I just wrote down Paul, since he was an abuser too. And I could remember
his
name. An abuser too. I'm angry at Paul because I'm angry at Paul for raping me on my 18th birthday. I am angry.
Sweetheart, thank you for your courage. You're doing very well. And just continue to read, and you can take your time. I'm not in a hurry.
Coming into my bedroom while I was passed out on my 18th birthday and fucking me. And I am angry at Paul because when his girlfriend walked into the room, everybody blamed me for seducing him. And I'm also angry because he never apologized and felt any remorse.
Yes. Okay, so let's start at the top again. I'm angry at Paul.
For coming into my room on my 18th birthday while I was passed out and raping me.
Okay, he raped you. Is that true?
Yes.
Were you passed out?
Mm-hmm.
In your memory, he raped you. Is that true? You were passed out.
I don't really remember it much, to be honest.
He raped you, is it true?
Yes.
The doctor would tell you so?
Mm-hmm.
And your friends would tell you so?
Right.
Okay, but you were passed out?
Yeah, I don't have any recollection of it.
Exactly
so. Someone witnessed it.
So you were raped, is it true? You were passed out.
If I can't remember, I guess it wasn't.
I love where you go with this. That's my experience, too. If I don't remember it, it didn't happen.
Right.
It makes a wonderful story, and it didn't happen for me.
Right.
I woke up, and there was some sperm in me. That's truer.
Well, there was also a tampon pulled out.
And a missing tampon.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you react when you believe the thought you were raped?
It makes me feel a lot of pain and shame and anger.
And it didn't even happen for you, except in your mind you were passed out. So the only pain is the story of what maybe happened.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't even present. You know, I'm a lover of reality. And if I don't remember it, it didn't happen. How do you react when you believe this thought? I was raped? You might say this man had intercourse with your body. You know, but you missed it.
Right.
How do you react when you believe the thought, I was raped? Those of you new to the work, you know, just go where you can go with it and be very gentle with yourself. Okay, I'm not saying she was not raped. That's not it. Inquiry is a way to freedom, a way to find your path home. You know, a way to find something with this. I mean, the man shows no remorse. You know, where are you going to go? You know, inside. That's the only way I know. Just to find a little internal reality that maybe no one in the world would agree with. But your path home, that's it. How do you react when you believe the thought I was raped? He raped me.
I cry and I feel sad.
And how many years has it been?
Well, 12.
12 years.
13.
13 years of feeling raped, feeling a rape that you never felt. Give me a peaceful reason to believe the thought I was raped.
There's nothing peaceful about it.
Not for all those years. Not for 13 years. Who would you be without this story, I was raped? I mean, it wasn't even against your will. There was no will there to say yes or no.
Not in this particular
case.
Rape
is sex against a woman's will. Well, you weren't even there. Yeah, there was no woman there.
In this particular case, I wasn't, but it's happened before.
Okay,
before
well, let's just work one at a time.
Okay.
Just one at a time. This is so you can get to know this, to find your way in to the truth that can set you free. Who would you be without the thought I was raped against my will?
I guess I wouldn't have that shame. Or that victim thought process.
Yeah. I was raped. He raped me. Turn it around.
I raped myself.
For 13 years. We could say he raped you once. And you've been raping you, playing it over and over for 13 years, something you didn't even experience. All projected. And this does not condone any man that would have intercourse with a woman that's passed out. This is about your freedom. You know, if someone says, did he rape you? You might say, I don't know, I wasn't there. You know, ask him. Yeah. For 13 years, I played the story, and the truth is, I didn't experience it. The power of projection, huh? Yeah. I love you, didn't have to experience it, sweetheart. In those 13 years, you know, we begin now. It's over. Let's look at the next one.
How do you want them to change, and what do you want them to do? I wrote, I want Paul to admit he raped me and to apologize for raping me.
Why do you want him to apologize?
Because everybody that believed that I seduced him, and I want everybody to believe me.
Okay. Go back. Did you seduce him?
No.
Okay. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And I used to have, well, that wouldn't do you any good, but I was really good at seduction. And that does not in any way condone being raped. But you have it written down, so, well, you were saying they believe you seduced him. And for me, it's the truth that set me free. I went through several years where there was rarely a man I didn't attempt to seduce, even though I didn't go through with a physical act. It was a thing I had going. I was confused. Read it again.
I want Paul to admit that he raped me and apologize.
And then those people would believe you're innocent. Can you really know that that's true?
No.
No, they're going to believe what they believe. So how do you react when you believe the thought he should apologize and he doesn't?
With rage.
Give me a peaceful reason to believe the thought, I want him to apologize.
No.
There isn't one, is there? How do you live when you believe the thought he should apologize, I want him to apologize?
How do I live?
Yeah.
Well, I
when you
live
meet those
in abuse,
people.
And I continue to abuse myself through reenacting that.
Yeah.
Through drinking heavily, I don't know, sedating myself,
yeah.
Whatever. I abuse myself.
Yes, honey. Yeah. Yeah. Who would you be without this story? I want him to apologize.
Who would I be without this story? I would be happy, I suppose.
Yeah. You may even be able to meet him and those other people that blamed you. Meet them lightheartedly. I want him to apologize, turn it around.
I want to apologize to myself?
Yes. Yes, when we pass out, we're pretty vulnerable. We're pretty vulnerable. And that woman that lived that for you, she's a wonderful teacher, honey. You can trust her. She's done the time so you don't have to do it anymore. And that's the point. She's a wonderful teacher. She's authentic. She can tell you about cause and effect. Let's look at the next one.
Okay. What is it that they should or shouldn't do? Paul shouldn't hurt people that can't defend themselves.
And he didn't. He was kind enough to rape you when you weren't there.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
He was kind enough to... Oh, well, I won't even go there. I'm not even going there. So how do you react when you believe the thought?
That particular thought?
Yes. Read it again.
Paul shouldn't hurt people that can't defend themselves.
Okay, and he didn't. You did it for 13 years. He did not hurt you. You were passed out. Reality, it's so fine, honey. It's so fine. I work with people who have been raped that were aware of it, little children who've been incested, and the truth sets them free. And I love sitting here with you. You know, I love this man did not hurt you. When we can see that it's us that hurt us so many years, just that realization makes all of the difference. And it means forgiving him, you know, because we find freedom, we become grateful to the very people we thought were our enemies. Because freedom is everything, and they're the ones that bring us to it, you know, through this process. Who would you be without this lie?
I guess I would be at peace, and I would be able to be loved again and love someone else.
Oh, yeah. And that's what you deserve, and that's what that beautiful teacher passed out on that bed is here to teach you today. Let's turn it around.
I shouldn't hurt people that can't defend themselves.
Yeah. 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 Now turn it around and put you on all of it. I shouldn't hurt me.
I shouldn't hurt myself. I shouldn't hurt me when I can't defend myself?
Yes. What I saw was a woman who couldn't defend herself. She was passed out. And you just keep hurting her and hurting her and hurting her. And reality is she wasn't hurt. It's the story that brought so much pain to her. Next time you have the thought, he raped me, you might turn it around and smile. Oh, I'm raping me again. I'm hurting me again. I'm not as kind as he was. Yeah, who's the more merciful? Let's look at the next one.
Do you need anything from them? And what do they need to do to please you? I had trouble answering this question. The only thing I could come up with was I need Paul to apologize for raping me, which I already stated. I need myself to apologize.
For raping me.
For raping me.
For 13 years. Where was the pain of the rape? In his act or yours?
In mine.
Yes, for 13 years. Our thoughts, our story is just not as kind as reality. Even our sweetest story isn't as kind as reality.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the next one.
What do you think of them? Make a list. Paul is a bastard. He's selfish. He's a liar. He's a horrible person, and he's a womanizer.
Turned around.
Those are horrible things.
Well, you know, it's we're just playing here. It's just seeing where we relate, you know? Like, rather than Paul's a bastard, how would you turn around?
I'm a bitch.
Yeah, to yourself. For 13 years, you didn't ask you.
Right.
He raped me. Is it true? I don't know. You know, I don't know. It looks that way. There's the semen. The Tampax is gone. Looks that way. Did I experience it? No. You know, and the next one, I am
selfish.
Yes, you hide your beautiful truth from yourself, and we begin now. Yes, not to give you freedom is a selfish act, and it's okay. But that's what inquiry is for you. We put these thoughts on paper, we meet it with checkmate. We go in.
I'm a liar.
Yeah. Can you find it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he raped me. It was a terrible thing. Sex against my will. Is it true? No. Yeah. And it'd be interesting to look up the term rape and see if it's sex against will. And if that's it, you know, you could go to the place where you weren't even raped. The world would not like that, maybe. But your freedom, that's important to me because you're sitting in this chair and that tells me what you want. And the next one?
I am a horrible person.
Have you ever felt that way? Okay, so let's play with it. You're a horrible person, is that true?
Sometimes I believe that, yes.
Yeah. So people who drink and pass out are terrible people. Is that true? People who drink and pass out and men have sex with them and they don't even know it. That's a terrible person. Is that true? Is that true?
No.
No. I love that you go so deep. What I see is an innocent person. I've done this work. We have a lot in common. Same path. How do you react when you believe the thought I'm a terrible person? Isn't that when you drink? That's because you didn't ask you. If we can't shut the mind up, we have to shut it up because we don't know how to deal with it. So we drink and we use and we
try to seek some kind of freedom away from it.
Yeah. But we have to do something to shut it up. So I couldn't shut mine up. And then I like to say I found inquiry, but that's a lie. It found me. It had no other way out. No one told me that you could die without dying. I'm so grateful. What I found was just total innocence. I learned to ask me, like we're doing here now. Give me a peaceful reason to believe the thought that you're a terrible person.
There's nothing peaceful about it.
Who would you be without this lie?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe the president.
Yeah. I like
your
style.
Although I have a very seedy past.
Yeah.
Clinton has nothing on me.
Yeah. You know, you may get a lot of votes from people in this room. We're just looking for one honest politician. You meet the requirements.
Well, at least I can be honest.
Oh, yeah, honey. Oh, yeah. We just haven't known how.
Yeah.
So I'm a terrible person. Turn it around. What is the opposite of that? Of I am.
Okay, I'm not getting that one.
What is the opposite of
I'm a terrible person?
Uh-huh. The extreme opposite.
I'm a beautiful God.
I am not
a
terrible
goddess.
Person. Oh, yeah. You know, and that was my thought. You know, beauty is a gift. And it attracts. And when you're clear, you know what it's about. But you are so amazingly beautiful, and it is a gift. You know, anyone that would look at you would want to connect, and we don't know how to do it. You know, so how do people connect? We do it in the strangest ways, and one of them looks like your experience. You know, how do we connect? We're confused. Let's look at the next one.
On the list? Okay. Paul's a womanizer.
Turned around.
I'm a womanizer?
I'm a mannerizer. What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah?
That's what I've turned into.
Good. Yeah, what fun.
Sure. See, I could never be president.
Let's look at the next one.
That was it. On the list, the last question is, what do you never want to experience with that person, thing, or situation again? I don't ever want to have such a humiliating, degrading experience with a man like that again.
I'm willing. I mean, you had no experience.
It's true.
So next time you think you did, I am willing.
Let it go.
Yeah. So I'm willing to have the experience, even if you have it in your mind. Because you're going to feel that, and it's going to bring you back to the truth. It'll set you free. And then when someone comes to you, and they're confused, you can give them what you got. You know, we give the gift. Yeah, because what we've got settles in and runs so much deeper. So we just become like a walking yes. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing us the way. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you too.
So sit there a moment, and what did you realize from this incredible woman? Yeah. What did you realize? Yes, honey.
Thank you. Thank you for your honesty and your openness. It was very helpful for me. How self-perpetuating. For me personally, I went through the same kind of a thing, and I perpetuated the rape over and over and over again for years. Mm-hmm. But I had to drink to be able to do it, and had tons of one-night stands, so that I perpetuated it. I perpetuated my own victimhood, my own rape. And it was very painful when I woke up to that, but it was also very freeing because I didn't have to do it anymore.
Yes, the end of your own rape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a very dramatic story. And, you know, it's easy to be out there in my victimhood, you know, this has happened, that's happened, you know, oh, mea culpa, or aren't people terrible, or to blame something out there.
It's confusing to be lost in the dream.
It's very confusing.
And inquiry is, you know, it's, I say, have mercy, wake the baby, wake the innocent. You know, write it down and ask for questions and turn it around. I love you found your way, honey.
The truth will set you free, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, honey.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I think what I was so struck with is just that the place that is being created here, you know, that I just am listening to this, there is such enormous resonance in everything that's been said so far, and it's just such a cool thing to be here.
I love you're here. Thank you for your presence. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to sit in the presence of truth. Yeah, that's quite a chair. Anyone else? Yes, honey. You know, you can sit in the presence of truth anytime you want. You know, put it on paper, sit with yourself. Yes.
Well, I just really appreciate your story and getting clearer of the lies. And I really appreciate the reminders that I get when I come here. After I came here in Marin a couple nights ago, and I've seen you a couple times and over the years, and recognizing those places at 6 years old and the lies that I tell myself over the last 40 years in a way I didn't even realize. And when to accept reality and let go of the story that we believed, that I believed at a young age, that doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
And to just have the compassion for myself.
Oh, honey. What a friend you turned out to be, huh?
Yes, to me.
Yeah.
And then the more that I heal that place, the more I continue to have more compassion for myself and let go of the old stories, the more I can be present for me, the more I can be present for my sweetheart.
Yeah. Exactly. Do you find that as you notice that it lets go of you rather than you let go of it? Yeah, it's backward, isn't it? We say, I let go of it, and through inquiry or self-realization, it lets go of us. So there's nothing to do but sit, inquire, realize, and watch how it lets go of you. And then the doing changes, the apparent doer changes, and it's not... You sit. You write it down. Ask for questions, turn it around, and life has to change because you're dealing with a different projector. How sweet.
Yeah, I've found over the last two years knowing your work, and that there'll be times that I'll be sitting with something and going over and over, doing journaling, and all of a sudden I'll remember, oh, do the four questions, you know, mm-hmm. and the clarity just comes in, roaring in, and I just have to let mm-hmm. go. And just be present to the magic of the truth.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I look forward to our friendship. Closer, closer. Your sweetheart.
One of the things that I got from the work tonight was, what I heard was, for years, trying to get to a place of forgiving, you know, carrying a story around. I've carried a story around since I was very young for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I've spent much of my adult life trying to get to peace with it. And hearing tonight you saying that you can not only forgive, but get to the grateful place because that's what brought you here. I heard that. And then when you just said that it starts undoing itself, I've been trying to do the verb of trying to forgive.
Mm,
and
I
couldn't
that.
Find it. And it just seems like what I've heard with the unraveling, going with your story, only doing mine while you were doing yours, and asking my questions, I could just almost feel the gratefulness to this other little person who was doing whatever.
Innocent.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I was like 11, and so I really could tell a story about how bad that was.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So that's what I heard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Over here? Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm actually kind of more asking a question. So, and I really thank you for your story. I think it's really wonderful that you're able to open up here. But my question is that I understand that you had one incident that seems to have affected your life. And my question is, since I think everybody has had some kind of incidents in their life, I guess the question is that, does this mean that I always find that it's so subtle. It's almost like in every instance, the rape goes on in very subtle ways. And the question is, does that mean that we have to do these stories all the time?
Does that mean?
For over and over again, for all these subtleties. It just seems like a lot of work.
Well, what I say is, thought appears. You've noticed. Thought appears. Thoughts appear. So if they feel frightening or stressful, you can choose one of those four questions or all four of them if you want to sit with it. But it's no choice. You're either investigating with questions or you're attaching to the thought appears. You're believing the thought that appears. So we ask, and the bubble bursts. And so we see what we thought there was to forgive didn't even exist, and that's been the pain. Self-realization, that's the freedom. And in that, you know, we call it forgiveness. But to go back to your question, simply, you're either investigating the nightmare appearing or attaching to it, no choice. And when we're attached to it, we do some very interesting things in our life until we do notice and investigate. So, I don't know, investigation seems more merciful.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yes, honey.
Katie, I always find myself quite disturbed when we do this kind of dialogue, partly because I feel
the dialogue that we just had
that are about experiences of really traumatic childhood events. Because I believe that these things impact us biologically and not just cognitively, and that, you know, I can be triggered by a smell or a situation, and it's not a thought. And when I hear you say, you know, you have been raping yourself for 13 years.
Well, I ask her,
yeah.
And that's her story,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Or you raise that as a possibility?
Yes.
I don't know, there's something in me that where I feel very uncomfortable.
There would have to be. To look at it would cost you your entire world. No story in a world. You investigate the story, you come to see whatever we found here. You see, and everything comes tumbling down.
And is there a way to conceptualize this or talk about it that includes not only thought, but biological responses?
Biological response.
That are not necessarily thought.
I would take that to inquiry.
Yeah.
When I am as clear, when I am as sure as you are that I know something, inquiry is the first place I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You feel your body right now? Okay. In my experience, unnecessary. Yeah. And necessary until it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, honey.
You said to her before about this incident, it's over. And
it's called the past.
Okay. It also seems like an oversimplification, too.
It would.
And I'd like to check in with this courageous person and ask her how she feels in your heart if this is over. Because for me, it wouldn't be.
Mm. You know, where I would go with that is, how could she know? How could I know?
Well, because what you're feeling. Just check in with yourself.
Mm. It's not going to do any good to hold on to the negative tape and the negative programming. I know it hasn't benefited me. And to let it go and forgive is probably the best thing I can do. Probably the worst thing. I most certainly don't want to forgive that person. I hate that person. But it's not doing any good to me. Now I hate myself. And I hurt myself, so I can't even see any reason why not to just let it go.
How are you feeling right now?
I feel better. My question is still, how am I not going to have a physical response? How am I going to trust with not only a rape, and I've had abusive marriage and relationships that have involved extreme humiliation. So I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to trust. I don't know how I'm going to get through that. I'm hoping that I'll figure it out.
And I acknowledge your courage.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's go back to the question. How do you feel now?
A little embarrassed.
A little embarrassed?
Yeah. I feel kind of like a weight lifted off of my shoulders, but I still kind of have like a tightness in my stomach.
Yeah.
Need to breathe.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love just questions. How do I feel now? And I think I'll ask my toes. I'll ask my, you know, how do I feel now? You know, just a question. You know, who would we be if we just gave an honest answer? So, sweetheart, let's begin.
I am angry and saddened by my adoptive mother because she allowed me to be abused by my adoptive father and never did anything to stop it, even though she knew it was going on.
So she knew it was going on. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that really true? Did you tell her?
I didn't.
Let's do yes or no's.
No.
Okay, no. Did she watch?
No.
Did he tell her?
No, but three other girls did that were in the home.
That were
being abused also.
They told her that he was abusing you or them?
Them.
So she knew that he was abusing you. Is that true? Can you really know that that's true? I don't want to play around here. I don't want... You know, where I go with it is, yes, she was informed by them that he is capable of this. I'm not missing that. I want you to know that. But she knew that he was abusing you. Can you really know that that's true?
No.
I'm not asking, could she have easily guessed it? But you know how you know something? Or you think it's going on and you're not quite sure?
Yeah.
You know? So you just don't go there. Because you don't really want to find out. It's so horrible. Have you ever experienced that? Or so frightening?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that puts us in a position of understanding. Just that little portion of it. Yeah, I can see how someone would live that way. I lived that way. How do you react when you think that thought, she knew he was abusing me, and she did nothing?
I get angry.
And how do you treat her when you think that thought?
I don't talk to her.
And how does it feel to be motherless?
Sad. Lonely.
Who would you be without this thought? She knew what he was doing and did not intervene. And did nothing.
At peace with her and myself.
She knew what was going on and did nothing. Turn it around. I
knew what was going on and I did nothing.
Is that as true? Did you tell her?
No.
What were your thoughts? What thoughts came to you when you had the thought, I want to tell her?
I kept seeing my older sister being beat.
By the father? And how old?
Because she had the courage to stand up and say, this is going on. And she just sat there.
While your sister was being beaten? Yeah.
And I don't know how to let it go. I don't know how to say.
Honey, that's what you're doing in this chair today. How old are you when you saw your sister? How old were you when you saw your sister being beaten for telling?
8.
Okay, I'll talk to the 8-year-old. So answer from that place. Little 8-year-old, if you tell your mother, you will be beaten too. Can you really know that that's true? And I'm not saying that it's not. This is inquiry.
Yeah.
That's how it looks. That's how it looks, little girl. You have all the proof. And I'm asking you to go in. Can you really know that it's true? That if you tell the truth, you will be beaten. let's go with the yeah, you know, that's your answer. That's, you have the evidence. And little girl, can you really know that that would happen to you too? Both answers are equal, honey.
That's the only thing that I can see happening. Either that or I'd be sent away.
Yeah. So, little girl, if you tell, you'd be sent away. Can you really know that that's true?
I don't know what would be worse, though, staying or leaving.
The being beaten or the... Cause yeah. How do you react when you think that thought, I'll either be beaten or taken away?
Scared.
And then what happens?
I withdraw into myself.
And then what happens? What happened? Was he coming into your bedroom? Was he, what was going on? What was going on?
It was sexual abuse.
Okay. Was there penetration?
Yes.
Okay. So, little girl, how do you react when you think that thought, I'll either be sent away or beaten?
Can't make up my mind what I want to do.
Yeah. And then what happens?
I don't say anything.
Yes. And then what happens? He comes into your room. And then what happens? You don't say anything.
It just continues.
Yes, honey, it continues. And this isn't about a right or wrong. We're just taking a look here. This is not about winning and losing or any of it. It continues. So, little girl, can you see a reason to drop the thought, if I tell, I'll either be beaten or removed from my family? And I'm not asking you to drop the thought. Your decision could have saved your life. We're just investigating here.
I can't see a reason. I don't know how to make that decision.
Okay, so let's go back again. Can you see a reason to drop the thought? How often did he come into your room?
Whenever my mother wasn't there.
So once a month? Once a week? And I realize there's no way you could know, but what does it seem like to you?
Sometimes it was every night. She was at school. Sometimes I could go
reason.
For weeks.
Yeah. So, that's a reason to drop the thought. It continued and continued. Not about making a right decision or a wrong decision. It continued. What do you get when you attach to the belief, I'll be beaten or given away? Night after night, as it occurred, when your mother would go to school or work. Give me a reason to keep the story that is not stressful inside of you. or rape making.
There is none.
Yeah.
Every thought of it is
torture chamber. Stressful. So, honey, little 8-year-old, who would you be without the thought, if I tell, I'll be beaten? If I tell, I'll lose my home? Happy. How long? How many times did you see your sister beaten for telling?
Just that once.
How many times did he come into your room? More than once. Okay. Which would be the more painful?
I guess one beating.
Little girls don't know these things. We're just kind of taking a look today. What is the worst that happened? Can you go into the sexual act, for him, and your experience of it? Go to the time that was the most painful, the worst time. How old are you?
9.
Okay, so tell me what's going on.
We had met my grandfather at an ice cream parlor for my birthday. And when we left, my mother told me to ride with him.
With your father? Yes.
And he made me sit on his lap while he was driving.
Yes.
And then he pulled over and did his thing, and we got home, and he just got out. And
okay, sweetheart, good. He made you sit on his lap. Is that true?
Yes.
How did he do that? Tell me.
He picked me up from my seat and pulled me over.
He picked you up and put you on his lap. Okay. And I heard he made you sit on his lap. So go back. Did he pick you up, or did he say, come over here and sit on my lap?
He asked me at first, and I said no. So he grabbed my arm and he pulled me over.
Yes, okay. So, what was the most painful part? Penetration? Were you penetrated? Okay.
It was that I just wanted... It was my birthday and I just... Yes. I wanted to be loved.
Yes, honey. Yeah. Yeah, what we do for love. That's what you are. It takes interesting direction, doesn't it? Love. Seeking love. So tell me about that. About seeking love. What was your part of it? He pulled your arm over. What did you do to get his love? What was your part?
I just let it happen.
Yeah. Was there a part there where you pretended it was okay? For love. What was your part? You just let it happen, and... If this is your experience, go in. What is your part? What is your part? This is not about blame. Okay.
I loved him.
Yes, that's how that is. Yes, honey. So what was the most painful part?
That he just left.
That he left. He just left you. What, left you in the car, got out of the car and started walking. So, so the penetration wasn't the worst. The sitting on his lap wasn't the worst. It's not getting what you wanted that was the worst. You were just left there. With no payoff for the sacrifice, no payoff for the seeking of what we can never really find from another. Have you heard my prayer? If I had one? I experienced what you did. You know, I just got a taste of it. But my prayer, if I had one, was, God, spare me from the desire to seek love, approval, or appreciation. Amen.
So that makes me as guilty as him?
No. As innocent. I mean, if you knew another way, wouldn't you go for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so where's the guilt in that? We're all looking for love. That's all. Little 8-year-olds, little 9-year-olds, we're guilty of love. That's all. Looking for what we already have. So it's a very painful search when we're, you know, to seek. Were you doing the best you could?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he is too. Maybe he was too. Let's look at the next one. Let's say he... You use the word molest. Is that what you use?
Abused.
Okay, he abused me. Turn it around. I
abused me.
Yes. Can you see that? Again, this is not a right or wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is great insight. So just be with that little girl a moment. You may want to make a few amends to her, you know. She didn't know what you're learning. That's all. She lived that for your education now. There is no greater teacher than that. She's the one. She's the one you can believe. All of us, blah, blah, blah. You can believe her. She is where your wisdom lies. Is getting a taste of this beautiful little girl that would live for your freedom. That would live that for your freedom today. Sweetheart, there's another turnaround. He abused me. I abused me. There's another turnaround. I abused.
Abused. I abused him. Heartwood.
tell me. Sweetheart, he did this much. I did this much. That's what I need to know. This much. That's mine. This can hurt as much as that. Tell me. Tell me. He abused me, turn it around.
I abused him.
Tell me.
After it would happen, and I could basically get anything I want.
Yes, honey. Yeah. What we'll do for love, huh? This is a great realization. What else?
I think sometimes if I said something sooner, the end of it would have been so much different.
Okay. So we can't know that either, can we? No. What I know is I'm a respecter of your path because I know the value of my own. Whatever it takes for you to find your freedom, that's what you've lived. Not one ingredient more or less. This is what it takes for you. That's what that little girl has for you. All of it. She holds the key to your freedom today. So, sweetheart, of the positions, which role would be the most painful for you? His or yours? A man who would penetrate a little 8 or 9 year old, or the 8 or 9 year old being penetrated? Which would be the most painful? The most painful position. If you had to choose one,
I would think his.
Yeah. So you know, of the two, that tells me you know what he was living. Your own eyes and what it is to do harm in your experience. Sweetheart, let's look at the next one. You're doing very well. You walk through you very sweetly. Quite a surgery you do, huh? I see you're tired of the pain.
Pass it on to my son.
Yeah, your son doesn't need this, but he will have to wear it as long as you hold it. That's not a choice. He is the world as you perceive it, and he will mirror that out. You continue the surgery, you're doing too. He'll follow you, that's not an option. Let's look at the next one. And what you lived with your father, you're living with your son, too. And I love you doing this work.
She blames me for it happening, and asked me to lie about it to the court so she wouldn't lose her alimony and child support.
Yes. And did you lie?
No.
Yeah. And then what happened?
Nobody believed me.
And then what happened?
I was sent away.
Yeah. How old were you?
14.
Yeah. And have you had contact with her since?
Off and on over the years.
Yeah.
Not recently, though. 2 years.
Yeah. You love her, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
There's nothing you can do about that.
I know. I tried to get rid of it.
So you may want to call her today and let her know, just for your sake. It has nothing to do with her. What I say is, I love you, and there's nothing I can do about that. What I tell you, because I love to hear me sing my song. This is about my happiness. Read it again.
I am angry and saddened by Nancy because she allowed me to be abused by my father and never did anything to stop it, even though she knew what was going on.
Turned around.
I am angry at myself because I allowed me to be abused by my father. I never did anything to stop it.
Yes. What we'll do for love. Yeah. You know that song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places? You know, we're children, we're babies. You know, it's what we are, so we keep trying to meet it in everything and everyone. Because we haven't noticed that we already have it, are it. And it's so visible through you when you see your father. You know, you can see his position was, I mean, this little 8-year-old, 9-year-old girl being penetrated, and you always knew that that's not what he wanted to do. I hear that from you. That's love. It's all-knowing. Even little girls, we're always aware of it. But we're confused for a while. Yeah. So we look at it today. Let's look at the next one.
She never loved me like she loved her natural son.
Can you really know that that's true? That's a tough one, huh?
I hear myself say it, and I know it's not true.
Yeah,
I could. I don't know that it's not.
So how do you treat her when you think that thought? How did you treat her growing up in that house when you think that thought?
I gave her hell.
Yeah. How did it feel to give this mother that you love so much, hell?
I hated myself for it.
Yes, Angel. Can you see a reason to drop the thought she loves her natural son more than she loves me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell is a reason. Give me a reason to keep this thought, little girl, that is not stressful. Give me a reason to keep it today that is not stressful.
I haven't found one yet. I can't imagine I'm going to find it.
Who would you be without this story?
I'd be better to me. I'd be better to my son.
I wouldn't be so angry.
Yeah. How would you turn that around?
I never loved me like I loved her natural son.
Sense to you?
I took care of him like I wanted to be taken care of.
Oh, why does that not surprise me?
He was lovable, you know?
I do. I can see through your eyes. It's invisible. Let's look at the next one.
She took my family away from me by telling lies.
Is that true?
Yeah, I told the truth and I never saw him again.
And don't they live inside of you? Don't you see them every day in your mind?
Yeah.
So you never saw them again, is that true?
No.
You know, I went to the desert for many days, nights. Took the whole world with me. And I came to see that in my mind is the only place I've ever seen anyone, even standing in front of them. Nothing and no one can separate you from your family, honey, and the people you love. Even if it's been a little confused for a while. You do this work a while and you have the thought, she doesn't love me. And you just get the immediate turnaround with a smile. Oh, I'm not loving me in this moment. You know? She didn't care about me. Oh, I'm not caring about me in this moment. You just keep mothering you and mothering you. That's what this work does. It holds us in the clarity of from what we really are, from that place we've been looking for that knows what's true. Let's look at the next one.
Number two. I want Nancy to admit she was wrong and to apologize to me.
Turned around.
I want me to admit I was wrong and to apologize to me.
And there's another one.
I want to apologize to Nancy and to admit that I was wrong.
Just in those little areas, you know, for your sake. Again, hers could be like this. That's not our business. Yours. Let's get them cleaned up. You sit with it. You make your list. You call her. Clean it up.
I've wanted to, and now you just...
I say call with specifics. Your part. You know, we want to apologize, but we don't even know what for. You know, so this work can take you into all of it. It's like, it's a thorough house cleaning. Thorough, because until it is, there's no peace. And this work makes it so simple. Kind of. We could say a little more simple than what we've been living.
Yeah.
It's like, as compared to what?
As compared to living with it.
Yes. Let's look at the next. Okay, read that one again.
I want Nancy to admit she was wrong and to apologize to me.
Is that true? Is that really true?
I think so.
And if you thought it would hurt her be a little more than she could deal with? You want her to apologize?
I don't want to hurt her.
No. That's usually why people don't apologize. It's just too painful to face, and you are one that knows about that kind of thing. I used my body, not consciously, but kind of consciously, or I could say totally consciously, depending on where I come from. But at 3 years old, to manipulate love from a man I didn't even know. I just wanted someone to love me. And I walked over there to that horrible old house, and this man would abuse me. Do anything. You know, when I found this at 43 years old, when I discovered this work that we're working with today, when I discovered that for me, and I saw I'd do anything for love, it was, it changed my life. In that, I discovered who I am.
That's what I want. I just want to be at peace.
Well, honey, you were a little girl that would sit at 9 years old on a man's lap and be penetrated for love. That's big. That's like love to the death. So, you know, we're learning who we are, what we are, and there's nothing we can do about it. That's what we are. At 3, at 2, at 9, at 57. Not a lot I could do about it. It's just been a bit redirected, not on purpose, but through realization, it's directed differently, it appears. That's all. So I just, my only job is to meet my thinking with understanding, and my sons change. Everything does, the whole world. Those thoughts, those are my children. And I'm a good mother. Because my son is going to say what I haven't dealt with yet. Because we all carry the same concepts. So I deal with them here. And I'm at peace. In whatever domain. In, out, ah, who cares? I'm at peace. Let's look at the next.
Nancy should love me and know that I love her.
Is that true? Starting to sound like a dictatorship. And have you also noticed it was hopeless?
Yeah.
Let's turn it around. You know, she loves you. She just may not hold the awareness of that yet, and that's very painful. So let's turn it around and see where it will work now.
I should love me and know that I love me.
Yeah. It's not her job. It's no one's job but yours.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the mentally. There's another turnaround.
it if you can find it.
I should love Nancy and know that of her.
And you do. Just a few little thoughts here and there to interrupt the awareness. Now you know how to meet them. The beginning. The next one.
I need Nancy to tell the family that she was wrong.
Is that true?
No.
The nightmare becomes laughter. Once it's understood, turn it around. And
I need me to tell the family that I was wrong.
How sweet it is.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
But now I'm right.
That you are your own freedom. You go into the darkness and find only the light. And it's all that was ever there, ever. We just haven't known how to go in, darling. Now we do. What a trip. Let's look at the next.
I might as well just do you the turnaround right here and now. I'm a repressed asshole.
Sometimes. I like to say, you know, taking that in for me, but only for 43 years. I think put that on your list of demands. What was it like for you living with a repressed?
Very tight.
Thank you.
sweetheart, why don't you just go to the back of the room and just kind of lie down with it.
Thank you, Katie.
Welcome. Just let it have you today.
The work of Byron Katie is funded by donation. For information about speaking engagements, workshops, books, audio, or videotapes, call, email, or write to Euro Center for the Work, P.O. Box 465-5900, A.L., Venlo, The Netherlands. Our phone number is +317 7534 806. Our fax number is +317 7534 0095. Our email is euro@thework.org. Our website is www.thework.org. You are welcome to copy, distribute, and quote these tapes as long as it is not for commercial use.